Israel's center-left Labor Party today chose a new leader, the dovish ex-general Amram Mitzna. Preliminary results show Mitzna winning the primary with 57% of the vote of Labor Party members. Mitzna has put forward new options for peace with the Palestinians, but as NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, polls show that his Labor Party is unlikely to win Israel's elections in January.
At a Jerusalem polling station today, the Labor Party campaign jingle blared from a loudspeaker as Mitzna arrived to tour the facility. The former general and mayor of Haifa is pinning his electoral hopes on a promise to end the more than two-year-old conflict with the Palestinians. He said that as prime minister, he would immediately remove all Jewish settlements in the Gaza Strip and reopen negotiations with the Palestinians.
I'm offering a new alternative which did not exist till now for the center of the political map in Israel.
There was more violence in the West Bank today. Palestinian witnesses said Israeli troops backed by tanks killed at least five Palestinians, one of them a 13-year-old boy, in the city of Tulkarem. Two of the dead were members of the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades. An Israeli army spokesman said the men were shot while resisting arrest. Israeli peace activists say Israelis have grown tired of the violence that has killed 640 Israelis and more than 1,600 Palestinians over the past 2 years. Tzali Reshef, one of the founders of the Peace Now movement, says Israelis are ready for a change, and Mitzna can bring it.
I think that, for instance, his statement of this morning saying that we will evacuate all settlements from the Gaza Strip when he is elected, I think that this is going to be something which is very attractive to the Israeli public. More and more people understand that the occupation is going to take us nowhere.
Labor Party member Yosef Raziel, who voted for Mitzna today, says he's impressed by the man as much as by his platform.
I think he offers sincerity. The fact that he's not an ex-politician, and honesty, and that's very important.
But Raziel says he doesn't think Mitzna has much of a chance in the January election, since most Israelis see him as too far to the left. Mitzna today denied that assertion.
It's not a matter of left or right. It's a matter of what are the vital interests of the state of Israel. And I'm sure that most of the people in Israel do wish that another alternative will bring a new way. And that's what I'm offering.
Beyond a pullout from Gaza, Mitzna says he would negotiate with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and try hard to reach a peace deal. If that failed after a year, he said, Israel would unilaterally withdraw from most of the occupied West Bank and tens of thousands of Jewish settlers would have to leave their homes. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's right-wing Likud party holds its own primaries next week, and a close race is expected between Sharon and former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Polls show either of the two men would beat Mitzna, but Mitzna's supporters say polls have been wrong before. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.